This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.
We want to thank Dave Gosher for joining us, voice of the Boston Bruins, of talking a little Bruins talk. Sorry, we didn't talk any NASCAR, Joe, but I knew that...
We got it out earlier.
You did. You got it out of your system, and that's good. We shifting gears once again. And joining us on the phone line right now, she is not only from Y-Crew South Shore, she's been on the show previously, Joe, with Dance to Save, I believe. Julie Grant is on the line. Julie, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kevin. How are you?
Why are you playing? She's all being all timid. Hi, how are you? What's going on, Julie?
Not much. Just enjoying Memorial Day weekend. How about yourself?
We're doing the same thing. Tell folks a little bit about yourself.
My name is Julie. I've been dancing for more than 30 years. I dance with a few dance teams.
Yep.
But I'm looking to start my own dance team in the Brockton area. I work out at Y-Crew South Shore in West Bridgewater on Main Street. They're a gym that offers mixed martial arts. And I'm just looking to bring dance to the gym.
Okay. And is this kind of a side project from your Dance to Save? How is that going?
Dance to Save is wonderful. Dance to Save is an organization, as I've told you in the past, Kevin. We perform at different venues with the goal in mind to raise money for different charities. Each year we pick a different charity to raise funds for. We usually raise quite a few $1,000s for each charity that we choose. And we also showcase at other charities as well, things like the Walk for Hunger and the Arthritis Walk and things like that. So that's a great team, and I'm very proud of the efforts that we've made with Dance to Save.
Now, what is Glitter Bombs? What is that?
Glitter Bombs is something totally separate from Dance to Save. Dance to Save is the types of performances that we do are things like hip-hop and contemporary dance. It's entertainment meant for the whole family. The Glitter Bombs, however, is a little different. It's a burlesque hip-hop group out of Boston.
Okay.
So that's obviously for an adult audience. And that's not a charitable organization. That's just a fun organization that I belong to as well.
Okay. How did you come up with the idea of getting together some folks to do dancing over at Y-Crew South? I mean,
To be honest with you, I'm 36 years old. I love dancing. I love performing. I'm so blessed that I'm still able to perform. Most dancers my age at this point are usually getting into choreography and things like that. And that's really what my goal is to move into choreography as opposed to performing. And, I'm just like amazed at all the avenues that dancers today, young dancers, have many options, whether they're in college or not, to join different dance teams and work towards different goals. So much more available than when I was 19 or 20 years old. So really, my idea for this dance team is just to bring an opportunity for young dancers that live in the area that would like to have an outlet that maybe they don't have an outlet. Maybe they're not interested in doing burlesque or working out of Boston, or maybe they're not interested in working towards charities. This is more about fitness and about fun and belonging to a gym that really promotes team playing and belonging to almost like a family type atmosphere.
Okay.
And although, you know, their goal is mixed martial arts and the fighting, so totally unrelated to dancing. This is really just an idea that I had because I thought, wow, like young, 19 to say 25-year-old dancers that maybe don't have an outlet that live in the area might like to belong to a gym like this and might like, you know, having the opportunity to perform at, say, different fights or different venues that the gym has. So really, I'm just putting my feelers out there, hoping that I get some people that are also interested.
Okay.
I know that if I were that age and living in the area and maybe not going to a college that had a dance team, I'd be interested in such a program. So
that's really
what I'm trying.
When are you holding auditions?
Auditions are this Thursday night and Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
Thursday's May 30th from 6:30 to 9:30, and on Saturday, June 1st, at the gym from 1 to 4.
Do you have a set number of core dancers that you're looking for, or maybe some folks who might be in the wing?
Probably about five or six dancers with possible two alternates. So really, like, you're looking maybe at eight dancers total. And this is, you know, of no cost to the dancers. It wouldn't cost anything to belong to this team. You know, I'm really looking to see what the interest is like out there to see where we could go from here. You know, Y Crew also has a North Shore location, so if this is a great hit down here on the South Shore, maybe this is something we can incorporate on the North Shore as well. So I'm hoping that maybe your listeners, if they themselves are not dancers, I'm hoping that maybe they know a dancer that lives in the area that maybe would be interested. And I'm not looking for professional dancers. I'm more looking for enthusiastic dancers that maybe just want to learn some new hip-hop routines.
Okay. Kevin, I think you would be a perfect candidate for this.
You haven't seen where my sand is lately, have you? It's at the bottom of my hourglass. If you didn't look where it says applicants, they're going to be somewhat fit, and I don't qualify.
You're in shape. It's just round.
Yeah, easy.
That's a shape. That's a shape.
Round is a shape. How are you going to select these dancers?
I'm really hoping I get a great response. If in a perfect world, if I get many dancers that come and audition and want to be a part of this team, my number one thing that I'm looking for is just enthusiasm, just a love for dance. It doesn't necessarily have to be perfect turnouts and you know, perfect learned choreography. It really just has to be, I'm looking for people that really just want to belong on a team. Hey, let's get excited about belonging to something that we're working towards together and having a great time doing.
Okay.
You know, I found many, many days of enjoyment with dance, and I'm looking for other people that also get enjoyment out of dance that maybe want to spread that to other people.
Okay. Give me some of the musts that you're going to be looking for in an applicant. Age, what are they going to have? What are do you want somebody like Joe who's probably got the white guy dance down perfectly, or do you want somebody who's got some moves?
Okay, like I said, I'm not looking for perfect dancers. People that definitely have, like, at least a background in dance. So maybe, you know, I mentioned that I've been dancing for more than 30 years. I'm not looking for dancers that have also been dancing for 30 years. Just somebody, people that at least have a basic understanding and rhythm. And like I said, also a great attitude. That's really what this is all about, is having a great attitude and wanting to belong to a gym and work out and have a great time. So as far as the applicants, I'm asking them to come dressed as if they were ready to perform, you know, just a tank top and shorts, but maybe the hair done, makeup done. So like you said, you know, we're looking for in-shape bodies. No, it's not about perfect bodies. It's really just about confidence, too, because it really doesn't matter what you look like. It matters on how you present yourself to the world. So, a willingness to commit to, you know, practice two nights a week, say like one weeknight and one weekend night a week, and then maybe another day working out in the gym.
Okay. Unfortunately, we got to wrap up our segment.
Okay.
A couple of things you got to throw out there, though. Where is Y Crew located? If they want to get in touch with you for further information, how do they do that?
Sounds good. All right. So Y Crew is located on 728 North Main Street in West Bridgewater. If anybody would like more information, my email is julieg5678@gmail.com. And also on Facebook, I have a Facebook page that's called Miss Julie's Hip Hop. I've been teaching free classes at the gym as well. This is separate from the dance team. But what I've been doing is I shared the invitation to the audition to that page, and also I've been keeping that page posted with any updates. So if anybody would like more information, they can like that page and stay informed through that.
Okay, and we'll expect to hear from you when you do another Dance to Save event. You understand that, right?
Oh, yes. I would love, if you wouldn't mind, I would love to come back in a couple weeks and talk a couple weeks about our upcoming show. That would be great.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Okay, bye-bye.
That is Julie Grant with the Y Crew South Shore. Talking about looking for folks to do some dancing.